This is Akashwani, the news read by Harpreet Kaur. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will launch the Karmyogi Saptah National Learning Week in New Delhi today. During the week, each Karmyogi will commit to achieving a target of at least 4 hours of competency-linked learning. Our correspondent reports that National Learning Week will be dedicated to learning through various forms of engagement by individual participants and ministries, departments and organizations. The seat-sharing formula among the allies of the NDA has been announced for the upcoming Jharkhand Assembly elections. Announcing this in Ranchi, Jharkhand election co-in-charge Himanta Biswa Sarma said, "The BJP will fight for 68 seats while 10 seats have been allocated to the All Jharkhand Students Union Party. Two seats, Jamshedpur West and Tamar, have been given to Janata Dal United and one seat in Chatra has been allocated to Chirag Paswan-led LJP. On the other hand, the India Bloc is engaged in hectic parleys with their allies to decide on the seat-sharing formula. This time, the Jharkhand Mukti Morcha will contest the elections along with the Congress, Rashtriya Janata Dal and CPI-ML. Senior Congress leader Rahul Gandhi is coming to Ranchi today to discuss seat sharing. President Draupadi Murmu, on the second day of her visit to Malawi as part of her trip to three African nations, held bilateral meetings with her counterpart Lazarus Chakwera yesterday. Four MOUs were signed between India and Malawi after delegation-level talks. As a goodwill gesture, India is giving 1,000 metric tons of rice and Bhabatron cancer-treating machine to Malawi. President Murmu has also announced to open a permanent artificial limb replacement center in Malawi. Meanwhile, the visit will conclude today as the president will leave for New Delhi from Malawi. India has dispatched the first tranche of 11 tons of medical supplies yesterday for the humanitarian assistance to Lebanon as Israel continues strikes against terrorist group Hezbollah. A total of 33 tons of medical supplies are being sent. India also sent the first consignment of 12 hemodialysis machines with portable RO units departed from Pipavav for Port Moresby, Papua New Guinea. India and Saudi Arabia yesterday held a review meeting on the work of the Political, Security, Social and Cultural Committee of the Strategic Partnership Council in New Delhi. External Affairs Ministry said the two sides also discussed bilateral matters, regional and global issues of mutual interest. Petroleum Minister Hardeep Puri has asserted that the market size of the Indian chemicals and petrochemicals sector is expected to grow to approximately $300 billion by 2025. The current market size of the sector is $220 billion. The minister was addressing the roundtable on petrochemicals during IndiaChem 2024 in New Delhi yesterday. In Assam, the CBI has begun investigation into the alleged illegal online trading scam in the state. CBI has taken up 41 cases that allege to dupe crores of rupees of investors. The Assam government recently handed over the investigation to the CBI into the illegal online trading scam. Prior to the CBI investigation, Assam police made several arrests who were involved in the scam. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will be on a two-day visit to Russia from the 22nd of this month to attend the 16th BRICS summit. The summit in Kazan is themed on strengthening multilateralism for just global development and security and will provide an important platform for leaders to discuss key global issues. In a statement, the External Affairs Ministry said that Prime Minister Modi is also expected to hold bilateral meetings with his counterparts from BRICS member countries and invited leaders during the visit. In the Women's T20 Cricket World Cup, New Zealand stormed into the final, defeating West Indies by 8 runs in the second semi-final at Sharjah Cricket Stadium in UAE last night. New Zealand will play the final against South Africa tomorrow. Chasing 129 for victory, West Indies were restricted to 120 for 8. Earlier, electing to bat first, New Zealand scored 128 for 9 in their stipulated 20 overs. And in men's cricket, India was 231 for 3 at stumps on day 3 against New Zealand in the first test match at M. Chinnaswamy Stadium in Bengaluru. And that is the end of this news bulletin.